You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Thrill seekers! It's old Billy Mordecai back again! With a new strange and haunting adventure for you. Come on down to the Merrimack River, and you'll experience old Billy Mordecai's haunted float trip. You'll be in the middle of the river, floating down at an obnoxiously slow pace, while your uncle gets drunk and starts talking about his wife. Off in the distance, you'll see zombies and murder scenes. Scenes that will confuse you. Every once in a while, we'll have a man in a shark suit pop up from beyond the horizon. And you'll be like, oh God, there's a shark. That's kind of spooky, right? He'll confirm all your insecurities from high school. About that time in the locker room, you were looking at wiggly wacklers for too long, and your coach said, boy, knock off looking at the tallies. Or if you're a girl, that's kind of cool, keep doing it. As you float down the river, you'll see our magnificent collection of animatronic wolves and squirrels, which we have obviously not shipped in from other places about the state. Listen as pre-recorded woo sounds and shotgun blasts throughout your amazing adventure. Witness the horror and shock as natty light cans float past you down the river. Your dad will bring his fishing pole for absolutely no reason. Halfway down, we'll all stop for a spooky meal that my grandma made for us. And it'll be delicious, which you have to say or else she's just going to get sad and then old Billy Mordecai's going to have a bad time back at home. Help me out, guys. Come on. She tried really hard and this wasn't easy to make. And there's like fucking, there's like 50 of you here. And I'm just saying, this was not an expensive float trip. If you guys want to, we'll stop at Hardee's on the way back. Just don't say anything. Thrill seekers, come on down. I already told you what a good deal this was. I can't even cover the cost of Rice Krispie treats with this shit. We're gonna go camping. Some of you, you know, if you're into that. I mean, afterwards, I'm not gonna tell you to go home. Look, the bus is gonna leave, but you can stay here. I don't care. Come on down. Old Billy Mordecai's haunted float trip. And now get ready for WFOD. It's spooky month!
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
Yo.
Via Skype, the irreplaceable Travis Hulse.
Ooh, thank you.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. Joining us in a little while, this is years in the making. I've been trying to book this guest for since the inception of Spooky Month.
I am so excited. Last year when it fell through, I was really bummed out.
And we stuck to our guns. We worked hard, Travis, and it paid off. Joining us after the break, legendary Philadelphia comedian and traffic and weatherman, Mort Zombiestein will be on the show.
The perfect way to close out this Spooky Month.
I mean, what's going on? Travis was not here last week, Napier, if you remember that far back. And so
I was there in spirit, and I listened to the entire show.
You listened to it?
I I listened to everything, but I kind of zoned out during the Napier's sexy story time for the ladies.
They all do. Attaboy, Travis. I appreciate that you learn.
I don't think anybody could zone out for sexy story time.
I mean, do you have thoughts? I mean, you had a week
I think
off.
It was just like the sidebars, you know? There's no cohesiveness because every time you got three lines into it, somebody decided, you know, there was a sidebar. We have to talk about what we just said 30 seconds ago, and I couldn't follow the story. I got something about how Pugsley was in the back watching everybody gangbang his sister. I don't know. I couldn't follow it.
Do you think Napier's sexy story time for the ladies is dead?
No.
You have faith that it can return to its former glory?
Because I feel
it's been pretty
good.
Terrible for a while.
I feel very good about the Fast and Furious one. I thought that was like a train wreck, but an enjoyable train wreck.
Oh, the Batman RoboCop one was fucking awesome.
Turtles one was that you can't top.
But I mean, as far
one.
As a batting average goes, I mean, would you say it's 500?
No, I'd say 750.
Would you say a 500 batting average as far as like 45 minute podcast bits,
entire episodes worth of a bit,
is good?
I'm saying it's 750. You're cutting some low scores here,
guys. There's so much going on. I mean, honestly, it's crazy how much is going on. Travis, do you even understand the gravity of what I'm talking about?
No, I guess I don't. Is it all catapulting us towards our inevitable end?
Well, I took a day off of work the other day because a friend of mine is getting married.
Excellent.
And in our circle of friends, when a friend gets married, we have this giant coffin that we throw a funeral for the person getting married, and we add their hockey number to the coffin, and the coffin is also a cooler that we fill with beer.
You didn't add my number.
The hockey numbers are retired because they'll never play hockey again after they get married? Is that the idea?
Well, no, because they die.
Oh, like a part of... Okay.
You know the old corny joke?
Yeah. Oh, that guy is
when you,
no
you, when
longer
you get married, you're dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we did that the other day for a friend of ours, and we used to play baseball all the time. They have this baseball diamond that is for kids in wheelchairs. It's in concrete, and the home run wall isn't really all that far, and we play with, like, T-ball bats and tennis balls so that it's like there's a chance we won't hit a home run.
They're dumbing it down for the wheelchair kids?
Yeah, and then we dumb it down for us, but we play baseball on a wheelchair field. And it's kind of sad because they used to really maintain this wheelchair field, but they don't really anymore. And
they no longer care about the children in wheelchairs?
I guess not. Maybe baseball. I mean, it's not in a great area, so maybe like the wheelchair kids and their families like moved. But,
oh, they'd be easy pickings out there.
And I'm a... I'm like a left-handed guy. I'm one of the only left-handed guys. So, I mean, like, I used to take a lot of pride in dinging them off the scoreboard. But I think during, like, the Ferguson riots or something, somebody stole the scoreboard. Because the scoreboard since last year has been removed. It's gone.
Well, come on. I mean, to be fair, if nobody cares that the police are killing all of them, why wouldn't they just steal a scoreboard?
I don't know. I imagine that somewhere there is a giant wheelchair field scoreboard, like in somebody's basement next to a giant Scarface poster.
Well, who's really going to miss it?
I guess nobody, because they stopped. But it was kind of sad because, I mean, like, you know, like this was like a part of my youth. We would go.
You were in a wheelchair?
We would go and play baseball on this wheelchair field, and now it's kind of gone to shit. I showed up in a Martin Brodeur jersey drinking a Surge. I got out my Soul Asylum album, and I listened to that on the way there. I listened to Blues Traveler on the way home, but I listened to Soul Asylum on the way there. It was like a whole thing. I was trying to read. And let me tell you, my youth is over.
So you've always had really low expectations of your own talent. Even as a kid, you were playing on the wheelchair field.
No, Travis. I was very good back in the day. Not anymore, though. I'm overweight, and the last 2 days I have just been in so much pain from playing this baseball game. Like, I just feel my whole body is aching, and like I can't do things anymore. My body has decided, Mike, we don't expect you to do anything but sit down and walk.
That thing that you do, we expect you to continue to do that.
Yeah, walk to the bathroom and walk to the toilet and just wait for sweet, sweet death.
You know, it's going to be a while.
I felt that this morning. Like, every morning that I wake up, I have to do, like, these weird stretches at the edge of my bed. Otherwise, when I actually stand up out of bed, I'm in debilitating pain. When I got to work this morning, I was bending down.
You
got
to do calisthenics just to get out of bed?
No, not calisthenics. Just like really, really basic stretches. You know, like right arm to resting, like, left leg. You know, up in the air to this. I got to twist this way, twist that way. Just to, you know, just to kind of get everything moving. But it doesn't typically work. Like, this morning I was at work and looking in the warehouse at a lower rack at something. So I kind of had to bend down. And you know, when you're completely out of shape and middle-aged, that you have to use your hands and, like, walk yourself up your leg to, like, stand back up? I had to do that. So I've come to the conclusion, though, that's completely my fault, because I see people, you know, 10 years my elder, competing in these ridiculous Tough Mudder competitions where they run through the mud and crawl under chicken wire and carry a friend over the finish line.
Nate, that shit's ridiculous. You're in worse shape than both of us.
Yep.
I mean, is it a struggle just to live?
Nope.
Shouldn't you have stories to add to this conversation? You're just looking at us like we're silly.
I did about 4 years ago that I started getting back into hockey and having college-age kids.
But you play once a week. That doesn't make a difference.
But Napier, I mean, you've always been a bigger fella, right?
Yeah.
Live with the fat?
Yeah. I mean, every day I wake up, I have to... It sounds like I'm dislocating my kneecaps. Like, there's this giant pop. Like,
snap, snap, pop.
Yeah. It's like a popping sound when you, like, you know, slip a bolt when you're trying to work on your car and you smash your knuckles against a piece of metal. That's what it sounds like in my hips. I got to do my hips. I got to pop my kneecaps. Got to pop my ankles. I got to pop most of my toes.
So is it that my body hasn't accepted it yet?
No, you just haven't lived with this long enough.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that you're not meant to be like this. You know what I mean?
Napier was? I mean, you're not supposed to be as big as we are.
But I think are as a bigger fella for the majority of your life, like, it's just how it is.
But just because you have been for so long, your body has just learned to live with it and find a way to not feel like shit all the time?
No, the way that you feel...
Don't you feel awful?
No, this is every day. This is life for me. Since just think
about,
like,
we're talking about the snap, crackle, and pops of joints and knees and elbows. Just think about how sexy it has to be for our ladies to actually fornicate with us.
Oh, no, whenever
you get some big fucking sweaty, hairy guy fucking drooling all over the top of him as he's thrusting, all you hear is snap, pop, crack, pop, snap, 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 done.
No, when my hip starts popping, I kind of, like, shimmy in position so I can, like, rest on the other hip bone. That way, that one will give me some time till it starts popping.
Do you think it's because you have a sense of humor?
Typically, just to say, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, my husband, he's not much to look at, but goddamn, is he funny. Isn't that what they always say? They always say, we need a fellow with a sense of humor. That's what we like.
Well, I think that you get grandfathered in. You know, I think when my wife and I got together, I was kind of a good-looking dude who was, you know, in fairly decent shape.
Modest, too.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, as time went on, things just kind of went away, and, she continued to be attractive, and I just got to be a fat mess.
Is it because, like, it happened so gradually over such a long period of time that, like, she probably still sees you as attractive because...
As that guy, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, she saw you at, like, a 20-year high school reunion and said, holy shit, Travis does not look like I remember him. He's a fat guy now.
Yeah, and I notice every day when I look in the mirror before I'm getting ready for work.
Right. When I get out of bed, like, my feet just fucking hurt. My feet are like, are you really going to put all this on me this early in the morning?
That's what my knees feel like every time I walk upstairs from my bedroom is like, what is happening with my knees? There's like no knees here. There's no strength. It's gone. And then I go and I stand under the overhead lights in the bathroom to get ready, and I see how thin my hair is getting, and I just want to jump out the window.
At least with my wife, I can honestly tell her, hey, look, it ain't getting any worse. There is no downhill.
This is the bar set as low as I can set it.
You don't have to worry about getting old and fat. Here we are.
And you don't really have like any aspirations to change. I mean, like, I want to change. I just don't.
Oh, no, actually, since I started playing hockey again, I've lost about 25 to 30 pounds.
Yeah, can't tell.
Nope, can't. See? Really, I can't. I've lost 30 pounds. You can't see it. Where did
it's
I lose it?
It's probably all of that internal fat, though. The shit that kills you, that surrounds your heart and vital organs, that's probably what went away.
Oh, but, I mean, God. Like, I got a new job. Well, I mean, by new, I mean, you know, a year ago. But, you know, I thought for sure that, you know, when I got this job, which primarily involves like being on my feet and like walking around for most of the day and like lifting boxes and you know, doing, I'm like an inventory guy. So like I do a lot of stacking and counting and moving around and going and locating things and stuff like that. So I thought for sure all this walking around, I mean, that's what people do. They go for long power walks and they lose weight, but like not even a touch of the needle. I mean, it's
you got to get yourself some of those ankle weights. Just put them on under your get some baggy pants and put your ankle weights on. So when you're walking around, it's an extra like 10 pounds.
Ankle weights.
Yeah, you put like the weights around your ankles, so like you're carrying more weight around, and then it's like a workout.
You know? Get some weighted clothing.
That just sounds like fucking torture.
Yeah, well, that's how you lose
that's
weight.
That's what working out is. It's torture. It's garbage.
Yeah, you slowly kill yourself to look better.
And hopefully, fingers crossed, feel better.
I mean, for a moment. I mean, you're going to be so sore from working out all the time, you really can't tell between your joints being fucked up from your, you know, morbid obesity or because you worked out.
That is very true. I'm totally on your side with that.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, your corpse ain't going to look any better than my corpse.
So, I have a couple of news articles, fellas. I saw one that caught my eye. There's a British coffee shop called Fuck Offie.
Excellent.
And people started to complain. Apparently, this has been around a while, but just recently, people have started to complain. I mean, it's spelled like fuck off, but then there's an EE on the end. It's a joke. It's funny. Fuck offy. But, and they've been around a while, and recently people have started to complain. So the person who they leased the building for told them they need to change. And, you know, as you would imagine, somebody who names their establishment fuck offy, they pretty much told the guy to fuck off.
Makes sense to me.
So the police got involved. They realized that this actually isn't illegal, what the guy is doing. But they're going to change the name anyway because of the negative press that they're
getting. You know what I would rename that coffee shop? I would rename it Blow Me whatever the leaseholder's name is.
But, I mean, that is pretty extreme. I'm not going to defend fuck offy. I would say, you know, if somebody has a sign that says fuck off and in a public area, that's probably a little extreme. But it is funny.
No, it's Europe. They're cool with it, I thought.
I don't know. I mean, I have a hard time getting behind somebody using fuck off in the name of it. Then again, you know, who the fuck are we to talk? But
I mean, well, we're not making money.
Yeah, we're not out there on the street with a sign.
See, and these assholes decided to rebrand of their very successful coffee shop.
So, what's going on with you, buddy?
Still closing on a house.
Oh yeah,
and hopefully we can get it done by Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, because the people who own the house, They assumed this was going to go smoothly.
Yeah.
And they already canceled the insurance for the house.
Oh.
And they can't renew the insurance because nobody lives there. So they, I said, hey, well, if you're only worried about the insurance, we'll pay for another month. And they said, about that, it's canceled. And we can't renew it because nobody lives there. And should somebody come in?
So did nobody live there?
No, the people who lived there died.
They died?
Yeah, they died.
Napier.
So it's a spooky house.
Yeah. Napier.
Yeah.
Before you move into that house, we got to like get some of our ghost hunting equipment and make sure that it's okay.
Oh, night vision.
We gotta go exercise that place. And you don't want to be moving into some haunted place.
Nobody's there. You just spend one night, see what's going on.
It's not that big of a house. I'll punch him in the mouth. I don't care.
Even worse, then they're going to be like right on top of you. They're not even going to have their own little area to go seclude themselves in. They're going to be right there.
I'm going to be like probably masturbating in this house 60% of the time I'm in there.
What if you go get, like, put your bed in there and they start levitating your bed and stuff?
That'll be good for the pushing.
I worry about this. Is this so they died in it?
No, both they didn't die in it. They died at a hospital. They were old.
Oh.
Both of them at the same time?
I don't think so. I mean, eventually.
It's probably asbestos.
I think there is. I think there is
so asbestos. So what we need is we need to do a ghost hunt slash asbestos check. Did you get one of those things the inspector comes out and checks everything?
Yeah, he said everything was fine.
But he's not looking for ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't pay for that.
You should call
was ghosts an option.
Get him on the phone right now and say, hey, you know when you did that inspection of that house that we're moving into? Did you find any evidence of ghosts?
Well, I did pay $75 for a termite inspection, and he pretty much just looked around and said, no, I don't see any.
But you have to have that.
Yeah.
You have to have that. They give you a form that says, hey, you ain't got no termites.
Yep.
But yeah, they're there for like 3 minutes.
Oh, that's mandatory by you guys? You have to get termite inspections?
They say, yeah, it doesn't look like there's any termites here, guys.
Huh.
Nothing's falling down or anything.
Well, the entire outside of the house is all brick. So, I mean, I should have just assumed that, no, termites can't get in here. It's a brick house.
Is there paranormal investigators around here that we can contact?
Or do we guarantee you.
Yeah.
Are they in the yellow pages, or do you have to search them out somewhere else? Like, I imagine that they can't get any kind of, like, a clearance from any kind of like, you know, Better Business Bureau or anything, right?
I'm sure they're on Facebook. Just look them up. We have a chapter of TAPS here in small town Central.
TAPS?
Yeah, what is that? I don't even know what that stands for. But it's those ghost hunter guys. TAPS.
Napier,
right?
Before you move anything into that house, I'm coming over. I'm gonna research stuff. I'm gonna get some garlic. I'm going to get some, garlic is vampires. What do you get to get rid of ghosts?
You should bring some garlic too, just to be safe.
Couldn't hurt. Bring some garlic. Get some holy water.
Now you got to use salt too.
How do you make water holy water? Can you buy holy water?
Well, you're supposed to have a priest bless it.
Oh, okay. So I got to go to like church with a.
They probably like, sell it at like a religious store. If
like
you have a
purified
store.
Water thing and just say, hey man, I need some holy water. My friend bought a house.
That reminds me of the scene in Lost Boys. They equip themselves to fight the vampires.
Can you get ordained online?
Yes.
And then bless the water?
I don't see why not.
I think you can't because the ordained is non-denominational, and I think it has to be a Catholic that blesses that water.
Oh. Well, how do we know that the ghosts are Catholic?
No, Baptists do the baptism. That's got to be holy water, right?
Well, I guess I would assume. But is Baptist a defect from the Catholic religion?
Pretty much.
Well, there you go.
Do we have to get the water blessed by all denominations to ensure that the ghosts recognize the religion of our water?
Listen, it's got to be kosher. You got to get it blessed by a Baptist, a Lutheran. I would imagine a Buddhist, just in case.
Do they do that? I guess they could. I mean, I don't know what's stopping them. They don't care.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Ooh, Liquid Lozenge in the chat says that he got ordained online in 2003 by the Universal Life Church. So he can send us some water.
Actually, I can have the guy who married us do that because, you know, the guy
Tuxedo t-shirt guy that married you at a dog park on a Monday?
Yeah. He's ordained by the Universal Life Church for $25.
Oh, okay. So we'll just get him.
I was just at a wedding.
Save on shipping.
And that the officiant there was also an ordained guy that had just like within a handful of weeks before the marriage, he also got ordained online. So I think we have the hookups.
We got this. So we got to get the holy water. We're going to get the garlic. We got to get you got silver bullets?
I got bullets.
Not silver ones.
No.
Just wrap them in aluminum foil.
The problem is I don't want you walking around with guns because what if you mistake me for a spooky ghost?
Did you know that guns can't kill ghosts?
Guns can't kill ghosts?
Have you ever tried to shoot a ghost? Have you ever seen people try to shoot ghosts? It doesn't work.
I think that a ghost probably is half not sure that they're actually dead. That's why they're around, right? They're out walking around their house.
No, I think that's spooking up. I think the ghouls are the ones that are not.
What if we see ghouls, though, Travis? Look, well, Napier,
you should have that gun.
Okay, bring a gun, but like leave it in the trunk. Okay, I mean, like if a ghoul shows up, it's there, we're safe. But I want to be prepared for the ghosts, not necessarily the ghouls.
You should bring some ham sandwiches too.
I heard you have to shock
in case ghost. We get hungry.
Yeah, in case you want a snack.
I heard you have to shock ghosts back into life. So what I'm going to do is on the first night there. I'm going to walk around the house completely naked all the time and then spread my butt cheeks open.
So these people died in your house?
No, they died somewhere.
Is their stuff still there?
No.
It's all gone?
It's all gone.
Shit.
Did you look in the attic and make sure that they don't have any like secret chests up there or anything?
They left some
wood. Maybe they have some weird snuff films on like real
some
reels.
Wood?
Yeah, they left wood in the garage and a door.
Like, but what do you mean wood? Like firewood?
No, just wood. There's like planks of wood. In the garage and a door that we don't know where it goes because there's
a secret door.
Yeah.
Oh God damn it.
Yeah. There's nowhere for
You looked at the other side of the door?
Yeah. It's just a door.
Hey, I think Liquid Lozenge brings up a good point is that in the documentary Ghostbusters, it says to always tell any kind of ghost that you're a god.
Yeah, where are they going to...
So I just walk around there. So
I think they'll take one look at me and know.
No, you just walk around... Napier's talking about walking around naked. You just whip that big old schlong out.
You're not concerned about this at all, are you?
I'm God.
You're looking at me like I'm like me and Travis are being silly, but I'm concerned.
That's because there ain't no ghosts.
I don't want you to get spooked out, man.
Are you sure there ain't no ghosts, or are you saying you ain't afraid of no ghosts?
See, but I worry about you, is all I'm saying. And... I feel it's necessary. We're going to get a Ouija board.
What kind of Ouija board?
I got one. I got a Ouija board in the other room.
Is it by Fisher-Price, Mattel, Hasbro?
Is there one that's better than the others?
I like Hasbro because they have the Transformers.
Brand licensing will encourage better ghosts?
Well, I mean, who better to do it than somebody who makes a lot of
them? You'd rather have... Transformer Ouija board than like GoBot Ouija board.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Definitely.
I understand. Guys, we're going to take a little break.
Oh, already? It seems like we just got started.
We're going to regroup. We're going to collect our thoughts. I'm going to do a little research on what I'm going to need to exercise Napier's new home because people died in it.
They died owning it. They didn't die. I hope they didn't die inside.
I feel like that's what people tell you.
Should I have asked them about that?
They surely died in the
house. If you ask them, they have to tell you.
I don't think they know. They said they didn't know a lot of things.
Can you like Google your address with the word murder and just see if anything comes up?
Well, the walls are clean. I mean, if they did it. Actually, no, there's a pretty big brown spot.
Have you looked at it under a black light?
No.
We're getting a black light. We're adding that to the list. This is starting to become expensive. Spare no expense, Napier. This is important to me that you're safe.
I thought a black light was for semen.
It's for blood, too. If they clean up the blood, but there'll still be something under a black light when you put it under the black light. I think. I'll do some research, buddy. I got a while. You said it was the 30th that you might be closing?
Maybe.
Yeah, so I got some time. We're gonna clear your house of spooky ghosts. No levitating beds. No water turning on and off. You're gonna be safe.
Excellent.
I'm gonna give you the old guarantee that I'm gonna clear your house of all ghosts.
Can I get that in writing?
Yes.
Excellent.
We'll be back in 5 minutes Hopefully we will be joined by our guest. We appreciate you listening. You're all very handsome.
Through the forest, scoping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there. I'm Willibald, the redneck chef of the Ozarks. Tonight, we're gonna make us a simple gourmet steak and potato dinner. Won't you come down and join me? I promised you all some simple gourmet dinner recipes in our foodie blog, what can be found on the web tubes. I woke up real early last night and I caught me a deer in the woods. Let's go down to the cellar and get a look at this beautiful creature of the Ozarks. Now, if you folks never butchered your own deer before, this is gonna be mighty awkward at times. Most folks don't know this, but deer will sometimes mimic the sound of a person screaming when you start to harvest their buttery meat parts. Here nearest the front of the ribs, you got some good meat, but it'll take too long for today's recipe. We're gonna harvest near the spine, but below the shoulders. The folks that ain't in the know, that's called the saddle, and we're gonna ride this boy to Flavortown. Don't worry about old Darrow the deer here. He's got one of my whacking socks shoved in his mouth. I don't really mind the noises myself, but the neighbors won't like me harvesting this late at night.
My name's not Daryl and I'm not a deer, bro. I was just walking home from a Halloween party.
Oh, so funny. He thinks he's people. I had a dog that said the same thing. Shame I had to put him down because he couldn't hunt good. Well, let's start this carving knife and get down to harvest. Now that the harvest is over, we can start on the steak. I cut two big ones off of Daryl, so me and my new hunting dog can enjoy it together. I hear you, Patches. I hear you. And I'll get you some of this here venison right quick.
If you want your affliction shirts back, you gotta come get them. Strangelabel.com.
Hello, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We are joined by a very special guest.
Excellent.
Hey. M Zombiestein on Twitter, if you want to check him out. Mort Zombiestein, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, big fan. Thanks for having me on the show. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. Do you feel... Now, this is something I'm concerned about. Do you feel the comedy community is biased against you because you're Jewish?
Well, on occasion, on Twitter, for instance, I was tweeting in the I Stand With Ahmed hashtag.
Oh, we all were. That was a big deal.
Yes, and what I was trying to do was educate confused Muslims on the facts of the story, and I was blocked repeatedly. And what I learned from it is that Muslims are hate the Jews.
Well, you know, it is. It's spooky month, guys.
It is.
And so it was a big deal for me to get Mort on the line. Mort, are you excited about Halloween?
Yeah! Well, I like Halloween, but I'm actually more of a Thanksgiving fan. I prefer that holiday, Thanksgiving.
Well, wouldn't you?
There's a nice African-American family down the street that has me over for dinner every year. It's very nice. Anyone want to guess what we have?
What do you have?
It's turkey.
Mort. Travis stepped on your punchline there. Could you just do it again? Just do the punchline again.
You're supposed to say what, Mike? You dropped the ball on that one. You were supposed to answer his rhetorical question.
I'm worried. I want Mort to come across likable.
I think he's likable. I've been following him for a really long time, all the way back when he was just a young traffic weather reporter and a fledgling comedian.
Can I bounce one off of you folks?
Oh, you're working on some new material?
Yes.
This is a real treat, guys. This is a real treat. Let's hear your new material, Mort. We'll let you know. Napier is going to be your harshest critic. You know, he doesn't laugh very often. He's
okay. Well, it's a little edgy. It's not for the faint of heart. Hey, what do you call a bug that eats wood and hates the truth?
I think that's a winner. Plop that in your act.
Mort, I'm concerned about you. You know, like, because you seem like a lonely guy. Are you in a relationship or anything like that?
Well, I've been doing online dating recently. That's been working out well. Hey, anyone want to guess what website I go on to? Monster.com. So Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. There's a nice African American that has me over for dinner.
When you go over to
Turkey. What do you think would happen if Count Dracula was black? He probably still sleeps all day. Hey, at least you don't have to edit my black jokes out of the show. Like, that's fine. But I was married once. We recently got a divorce.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I was married to a vampire.
Oh.
I call her Come to Dracula. Folks, have you ever been eating a human brain? And it looks like a brain, it smells like a brain, but then you start eating it and you realize you're eating an old woman's cunt. I do a lot of crowd work. For instance, pretend you folks are in the audience at one of my shows, and I'm addressing, hey, hello, sir, what do you do for a living?
I work inventory.
Oh, Mort.
I think the question on all of our minds, though, since we have you here, what's the weather going to be like for trick-or-treating on Saturday?
Well, what I usually do is I follow weathermen on Twitter and just reiterate what they say and mention them, and occasionally they retweet me if they feel bad enough, and it tends to annoy them, I think. For instance, there's a local weatherman here that was tweeting about the Ronald McDonald House, a charity event they were doing, and I just kept promoting their charity event until I guilted him into retweeting me, and that's how I gained popularity on Twitter. True story, folks. So it turns out I'm on Megan's Law. I ate a Girl Scout. I mean, a brownie.
Whoops.
No, I'll edit that out, Mort. Just start over.
So it turns out I'm on MeganLaw.com. I beat a brownie.
You mean a Girl Scout?
Well, I called MeganLaw.com and I said, I think there's been some mistake. You see, I ate a brownie. And they said, I know, that's why you're on MeganLaw.com. And I said, no, you don't understand. When I say I ate a brownie, I'm a zombie, I'm a monster. She said, I know you're a monster, that's why you're on MeganLaw.com. I said, no, when I say I ate a brownie, what I mean is I performed oral sex on her puppy. She said, I know, that's why you're on MeganLaw.com. I said, it was a misunderstanding on my part. Folks, I appreciate you having me on the show. We're drunk tonight.
Drunk's here. He's just sitting here with a puss face. I don't know what his problem is.
It's not a puss face.
What's the problem, Drunk?
I can barely hear him.
We got Mort Zombie Stein.
How's that Jew doing?
How you doing, Jew?
Drunk, you're not a Jew, are you?
Don't believe.
I mean, you know, not that there's anything wrong with
you. Don't believe in the spiritual epicenter of the Jewish faith, or?
No, I mean, I was raised Catholic, so I mean, I don't think I'm a Jew.
Well, in the spirit of equality, let's just agree we're all Jewish on the inside.
It's at M Zombie Stein on Twitter if you'd like to give Mort a follow. Get all the latest jokes, Philadelphia traffic and weather. He's got it all covered. Mort, I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Everybody wants to know how to dress their children for this upcoming Saturday's trick-or-treating festivities. Follow Mort on Twitter.
Go as Mort. It's a good look, the Mort look. He has videos on YouTube of him doing stand-up comedy. And actually, I was supposed to preface what Mort is and play a clip of his comedy before he called in, and I forgot to do it.
We could just edit that, though.
Mort's probably mad at me.
You don't want a zombie mad at you.
Just Mort, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I goofed up there. I'm worried about Napier and his haunted house. Drunk. So people died in Napier's new house.
What? When?
They didn't die in the
house.
Like
recently.
Oh, like the last tenants?
Yeah. No, they died, and now Napier's just going to move in.
Murder or old people?
They were old.
Well, I mean...
They might have been murdered. We don't know.
It was a murder-suicide.
So, is this said house on a different side of the river?
Not really, no. It's on this side.
Okay. Liquid in the chat,
well,
I think.
Well, there's still a chance that Napier might still be around then, dude.
He was very favorably reviewing Mort's appearance. We do appreciate Mort calling in.
I'm
Mort.
A big fan.
Me too, me too. I'm a big fan of Mort. I've been trying to get him to be on the show for a while, so I'm glad that came together. Speaking of zombies, though, did you guys see the news story about... first of all, did you guys watch The Walking Dead last night?
No.
No.
Oh, man.
Of course.
Boy... I 2 days ago, I finally caught the end of last season, so I'm still on catch up.
Boy, let me tell you, this season so far has been great.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess...
Last episode was amazing.
They're spending some money now, because, man, is there a lot of zombies.
Last week was unbelievable.
Don't you think they'd all be dead by
they got
now?
Big, crazy helicopter shots and shit going. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, I feel like for as long as they've been out there, most of them would be dead.
They're already dead.
They're dead already?
No, I mean like...
Yeah, they are dead drunk.
You know what I mean.
Like...
Nope, sure don't.
Like they're like 15-year-old high school kids that are sad? That kind of dead
no,
because
don't
well, like zombies, dead inside.
Don't zombies technically starve to death again?
No, they eat
not
people.
If they're eating.
Yeah, but when there's no more people, they starve
to
death.
I think when they don't eat for a long time, they start to look real shitty. Like some of them look. You know, they start to look real shitty.
Yeah.
I don't think they, like, die.
No, remember first season? See, that chick was cut in half and she was crawling around. It's all good.
Starved to death.
Yeah. No, they just look real shitty.
Okay.
They're easier to kill, I think.
Gotcha.
But anyway, these two fellas, they're hanging out at their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're binge-watching The Walking Dead on Netflix.
As you should.
Like, I guess they watched for long enough that one of the two of them actually became a zombie, and the other one had to beat him to death.
Like a literal zombie? Like it happened?
Well, that's what he said, and I guess we don't have any witnesses to know for sure.
So,
but what he said was that the guy watched The Walking Dead so much that he became a zombie.
To be fair, so he also did say that there was copious amounts of alcohol involved.
So they drank a whole lot of alcohol. They watched a lot of The Walking Dead, and the one guy actually became a zombie, and the other one had to kill him.
So did he fully decapitate it, or?
He beat him to death, and, like, they said that a knife was used.
Yeah, he beat him to death with things, including a microwave oven.
I was trying to say something.
Oh, did he beat him with a microwave oven?
Yeah, he beat him with multiple objects, and the last object that they mentioned in the story that I read was that he beat him with a microwave oven.
Oh, that's really unfortunate. Do you think that he unplugged it first?
Can you, though, don't you just think you smashed a microwave oven over somebody's head? Like, I don't know that you could, like, beat somebody with a microwave, right?
Like, repeatedly, you mean?
Right, I mean, you hit somebody with a microwave, that's a one-shot thing. That's like beating, I don't know. I would just think that the microwave was probably the last thing smashed over this poor dude's head.
Like, how dead must this guy have been? Because, I mean, like, he was beaten with fists and stabbed and then hit with a microwave. Like, he must have, like, done a lot. This zombie must have been really
well,
active.
You got to crush the skull. It's imperative.
Right. What are you going to go as for Halloween, Drunk?
That's a shame.
Are you going to a party or something?
Well, yeah, kind
Why is
of.
It a shame?
I'm going as a...
Oh, wait, before you tell me.
It's a couple's costume.
It's a couple's costume, isn't it, Travis?
Thing one and thing two.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Drunk, it's a couple's costume, isn't it?
Kind of. Halloween evening is actually my lady friend's sister's wedding.
Oh.
So I have to be in a shirt and tie and at a wedding reception on Halloween.
Is it Halloween themed?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
And she's super bridezilla about it. It's just a day to her. I think she's the dumbest person on the face of this earth. And it's my lady friend's sister. Luckily, my lady friend doesn't too much disagree with me, so... That's good.
So, you didn't answer the question, though.
I will not be dressing up. I will be in nice shirt, tie, slacks at the Chase Park Plaza and a wedding reception.
Can you, like, put on some, like, zombie makeup or something?
I asked her if I could go as Kermit the Frog, and she told me no.
Why?
Because
you can't do.
She's in the wedding
drunk.
Party. That's why.
I'll tell you what I'll tell you what I have, and this is going to work for you.
Nope, not going to happen.
No, drunk. Just hear me out.
I'll hear you out. It's not going to happen, though.
What does he think? What do you think I'm going to say? That you're so you're rolling your eyes at me, drunk.
Put on a pair of sunglasses.
So, why don't you let me finish my thought before you just kill my dream?
All right, fine. Finish your thought.
Drunk.
Yeah.
When The Hangover 2 came out on DVD.
I haven't seen it, but okay.
Has nothing to do with the story whatsoever. When The Hangover 2 came out on DVD, Best Buy was giving out Mike Tyson temporary tattoos, like the eye tattoo. That to go along with the DVD.
Right.
And I still have the Mike Tyson temporary tattoo. You could go to this wedding as white Mike Tyson.
No.
That's subtle enough, right?
No.
Why? Just get yourself
so
a little face tattoo.
So this is my lady's sister, right?
So you have no obligation.
Obligation to her sister, but her parents will still be there, and I like her parents, and her parents like me, and I want them to continue to like me.
It's the spirit of Halloween, goddammit.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Just drunk. They'll appreciate that you're with the spirit of Halloween.
Here's what you do, drunk.
Look, I will say this. Rarely am I a whip dog and do whatever my
Travis, I'm not wrong here,
says.
Am I?
I think that he should go as what if he was planning on dressing up for Halloween, I think he should still dress up for Halloween. And I say, God damn the wedding. Don't get married on fucking Halloween.
I completely
if you don't
agree
want
with
dressed
that
up people.
But I mean,
could you go?
I like my lady and I don't want to upset her.
Could
so.
You?
I love her too.
You've,
you know?
You've changed, drunk.
Drunk, that's this fine. Is what you do. Get a pair of sunglasses and go as Steve Buscemi's character from Reservoir Dogs.
See, now that's something I can maybe get behind.
Yeah, so just whisper to everybody at the wedding that you're like Mr. Pink.
Yeah, Mr. Pink.
I guess like James Bond.
Right. I could rent a tuxedo and be like fucking right. Or a Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones or something. Yeah. I mean.
Have you ever seen Mission Impossible? You know that scene where Tom Cruise is in a tuxedo or like a suit? That's Happy Halloween.
We're getting a lot of flat drunk submissions.
That's awesome.
I got reminded of flat drunk.
Yeah, there you go.
Chat.
I will go as flat drunk.
The new and exciting drunk poses are
the
up
poses
on WFODix.com. There's a.
I will say this: the requests were pretty funny too.
The what is that? The Buddha pose, and we got all kinds of new drunk poses. So be sure to go check that out. Submit your flat drunks. There's still another month to submit. At the end of which, somebody's going to be sending you a special prize.
Yeah, you can get a special prize just like one of our favorite listeners, Jay Adson, got for the last contest.
Travis.
Did Jay not actually get the package?
No, he
didn't. It's 9 o'clock.
It is.
The show is winding down.
Mm-hmm. Did it ever wind up?
I'm...
Touché.
I'm expecting you to break in at any moment with your special segment. I'm sure that's coming, right?
Oh, I have another special. It's my favorite segment, as a matter of fact.
It's your favorite segment, like, ever?
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite time of the year and my favorite segment.
What's in Drunk's mouth?
No.
Do you think that What's in Drunk's Mouth needs to, should we do that next week, you think?
I mean, that is everybody's favorite segment. That's what I thought he was
That's not my
about.
Favorite segment.
Dude, it's turkey month. We got to put things in Drunk's Mouth.
I was considering, and this is a little bit of inside baseball, I was considering making a area of the website dedicated to your win-loss record in What's in Drunk's Mouth.
I like that
Like
idea.
A diagram of like what you got right and what you got wrong with little infographics and stuff.
I think
that's what I'm going to dedicate my time to soon is making the What's in Drunk's Mouth section of the website.
All right, and are you going to go back through past episodes of what I have and have not gotten?
Yeah. Like it might take a while.
That's all right.
But I feel it's worth it because, I mean, it's amazing what you do.
I appreciate that.
What's in Drunk's Mouth. So, I mean, are we committing to this, Travis? You think next week What's in Drunk's Mouth comes back?
I think that's a perfect way to exit Spooky Month and enter Thanksgiving Month.
Hand Turkey Thanksgiving.
Hand Turkey Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
So
oink, oink.
We'll need a contestant next week for What's in Drunk's Mouth.
And they can win spectacular prizes just like Jay Adson won for the last Flat Tire Contest.
I'm actually working on something for Jay Adson. I'm going to send him something special pretty soon. It's taking a while to get it the way I want it, but you know we need to honor that. So Jay Adson is going to be getting.
I got like a spare mini fridge around lying around my house. If you want to ship
you
want to
mail Jay Adson a mini fridge for winning
if he wants
the Flat Drunk Contest. But guys, the Flat Drunk Contest typically beyond. This most recent one, which was a bit of a snafu, the flat drunk prizes have all been sent in a timely manner. It's just
and they're usually quality fucking shit too.
This last one, not great.
It wasn't in the control of people who would actually send the things they were obligated to send.
I do feel like a shithead.
As you should. April 2015, Jay Adson wins Napier's Greasy Box.
He feels like a shithead, but not enough of a shithead to actually do what
he
said.
So hold on, that's the last time somebody won a contest was fucking April?
The Flat Drunk Contest?
Yeah, we
didn't do it for a while. You were gone. Mm-hmm. We felt weird doing Flat Drunk if people tuned in for the first time and didn't hear Drunk on the show. They'd say, who is this guy and why are we putting pictures of him
around?
And
he could just be like, he's on sabbatical. But
and now there are 9 new Drunk poses.
Hell yeah. And they're in color this time.
Well, I'd like to tell you guys something.
Oh, yeah?
In honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've decided to bring our listeners to the edge of the other world. I've scoured through hundreds of hours of interviews and read countless documents to break down a few of the most haunted places in America. I'll feature for one last time one of these spooky sites on this episode, and together we'll figure out what makes each of these locations so disturbing. These devilish destinations will be we'll take the listeners on a tour of these devilish destinations so they don't have to experience them firsthand, or I'll feature them so they can day trip to one of these spooktacular sites at their own peril. This week I bring you the Myrtles Plantation.
Where's that? Where's that?
Where is it, Travis?
I think it's in the South.
It's in the South?
Oh, it's South. A plantation.
So, like, South America? Australia?
No, Myrtle?
It's in the haunted places of America.
Oh.
Okay, so it's in America. It's in the South.
Probably.
You don't even have, like, what state it's in?
It could possibly be in Louisiana, but it also might be Georgia.
So, why is it haunted?
Well, it's a plantation.
Are plantations all haunted? Napier, did you buy a plantation?
Well, did you?
No, I actually have very little land.
Oh.
There's a lot of land, I think, on this plantation, this haunted one.
So was somebody hung there since it's in the South? You'd assume somebody had been hung in the southern plantation, right?
Well, I think there's a bunch of ghosts.
Like, is there like a graveyard? Do they have like people
so
buried
are
there?
Are they like slave ghosts?
Or do you mean ghost slaves?
Either way.
Well, if they're...
I think there's a difference. If they're slave ghosts, that means they're ghosts that have been turned into slaves. Right?
Would slaves that died and became ghosts, like, would they still, like, do chores and stuff?
Well, yeah, they were slaves when they died, so they're ghost slaves. But if they're slave ghosts, that means you've made them your slave after they died.
Oh.
All right, well...
Like in The Frighteners.
Yeah, just like The Frighteners with Michael J. Fox.
Great movie. It was on TV the other night. That's one of my favorite movies, and I always forget to watch it.
What do you mean?
I DVR'd it, but I have it on DVD. Do you ever do that? Do you DVR something you have on DVD?
I don't
yes,
have a DVR.
It's much easier.
No, I watch but it on I did Netflix. DVR Who Framed Roger Rabbit today, and best believe I'm going to watch it as soon as this football game's over with.
We're not playing football. We're doing a podcast.
No, I know, but I'm going to go home and watch football.
But maybe this is like a metaphorical football game.
And then who
so are you trying to figure out who's going to win this podcast, Drunk?
Podcast.
I mean, I won, right?
Oh, you win at life every time.
Team Mike, baby.
Hey, I'm the one that's pushing for the Mike Morecast here. Come on now.
I mean, Travis, I thought that maybe this week, like because it was the last week of Spooky Month, like you would have more information about the destination. I don't know why I thought, but I thought that like there would be more this week. I thought that like.
So let me ask you this: what's the color of this said plantation?
What?
Is it white?
I bet.
Is what white?
The plantation.
Like the building.
They're no, all it's white. A plantation's a field, right?
Well, I mean, no, it's a house. It's a big house.
And then there's, you know, land around the house.
You know, like
I don't the, think
you got the big house, and then you got where they grow the cotton. That's a plantation.
Yeah, what? I don't think they still grow cotton there.
Are it's you haunted. Kidding me? Why wouldn't they? It's prime real estate.
Who's gonna pick it?
The cotton pickers.
The ghosts.
Sure, they're ghost slaves.
You mean the slave ghosts?
Either way, both of them can pick the fucking cotton. I don't care.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Can I bring the Skype computer to Napier's new house, and can you go on the ghost hunt with us? Like, can we just walk around with you and, like, turn the video on so, like, you can look around and see if you see anything? Like, maybe, like, through the webcam, you'll be able to see things that we can't.
Wouldn't it be some crazy shit, some, like, Paranormal Activity 3 kind of shit actually happened there?
Do you know how amazing this episode would have been if we did the last Spooky Month episode from Napier's haunted potential house? It would have been
maybe,
so
maybe
great.
Maybe next Spooky Month.
We're gonna get the Ouija board drunk. Are you coming?
Sure, if it's on a Monday.
He's got to ask his lady. Yeah.
That's right.
Dude's got his time set for Netflix and chill. He can't be hanging out with dudes.
Oh, guys, what a spooky month it's been.
Happy Halloween to each and every one of you.
So can I get a bell? Like a, you know, like the library bell, because every time you say guys, I'm just gonna ring that bell, guys.
Are you gonna keep an eye on my guys now?
Yep, I decided that. Yep.
It's become a thing now.
It has become like I don't even like re-listen to the show, and I notice you say guys.
Well, now it's gonna be a thing. Now that he brought attention to it, it's absolutely a thing.
I mean, now there's a song. Chris Brake talked about me saying guys, and now you guys know about my guys, and now it's a thing. The bunny is out of the hat.
So what about the ladies listening to the show? Are you not allowing them to listen?
I'm talking about guys as like a overall people.
That's misogynistic, Mike.
Not men or women, just, you know, my guys, my people.
So I use the masculine
to the people,
version.
And I'm calling them guys.
Why can't you say gals?
So instead of saying guys, just say listen.
Hey, listen.
Listen.
Guys, old habits die hard.
Listen up, assholes.
Old habits, they die hard. And I don't want to...
Oh my God.
I don't want to pigeonhole myself, I want to just work on saying the things that I want to say, and not necessarily, you know, focusing on like what's right and what's wrong.
Like Mike. Guys,
like guys. I don't want to think about the guys. If the guys come naturally, that's what I'm going to do. If I just get in my own head and start thinking about the guys all the time, Mike, I'm not going to be able to formulate a thought.
That sounds kind of gay, dude.
I just had please the most amazing idea for a Die Hard sequel.
Swear to God.
Die Hard sequel?
Awesome. Yeah, just you. One phrase
that's,
just
that's
gave me
very
the...
random, Travis.
No, it's not. Listen, here's the title. Old Habits Die Hard. He teams up with a convent full of nuns to fight off some terrorists who want to kidnap the Pope or some shit.
Or some guys.
Old habits die hard. You did it.
I mean, they're already on like six. What's the seventh one?
That is a good title at the very least.
It's a great title.
So guys, ooh, how about this? You make that the fucking Fox show. That's what you do.
Guys.
Ding.
I appreciate all of you.
Yes, he does. He's really appreciating me calling
men
him out right now. I can just see the look on his face.
And women and
guys,
little boys and little girls.
Guys.
Old Santas.
If you're sitting in the living room with your dog.
Or guys.
And your dog is listening, I appreciate him. Spooky Month has been an overwhelming success.
Absolutely.
Not in terms of viewership or quality of
programming. No, but in my heart.
Yeah, and mine as well.
Yeah, it was like my first like full month back, so.
Drunk, it's so glad. I'm so glad you're back.
Absolutely.
I really
drunk. Come next week, all through November, we are going to be each saying one thing per week that we're thankful for.
Absolutely.
Every week.
Okay. Every week.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Ding.
Thanks, Mort Zombiestein.
Thank you to Mort Zombiestein. Make sure to follow him at mzombiestein on Twitter. Napier.
Can I thank you just right now for your hospitality and your commitment to this every week for years and years?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hashtag flat drunk.
Hashtag flat drunk.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at WFODix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com, or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.